being free and having your thoughts and your body and your mind all connected and not split apart. I think there's a lot of different reaction to that from power. I think that there...
Yeah, but what more is needed? I'm more concerned about how you said that he's helped you. And I'm curious how. Because I'm very interested, and this is what we're talking about in the radio show right now, which is if, as we are in the transition, we need some transitional action, dialogue, thoughts. We need to be doing some things to further this process, to push it forward.
Well, that's what I was getting at, is that I feel like the answer is in finding yourself and in being playful and creative, and then connecting with others. So again, Prince, his language, the way that he is creative, self-creative, with himself, and you know, I'm thinking of Morris Day, and just the way that they create these really funny, sexy, dynamic artwork, really, you know, for us to, I mean, we were talking about this before, how Graffiti Bridge, you can't classify that movie. It's a poem, it's a movie, it's visually, you know, there's dance, there's all sorts of things in there. So studying people who are alive, Prince, I mean, that's one thing that we can do to move us forward. I think what I was saying with his simplicity, that's has helped me in knowing how to move forward. And because it's such a, he's such a helpful barometer in, oh, I don't need this, or oh yes, I am pointed in the right direction.
You work with young people, you have some insights about how young people are struggling right now, the psychic dilemmas of young people. And this is what I've been arguing Prince and no other is addressing, that it's not a matter of just finding people who are alive. I don't think there is anyone else but Prince who is addressing the key psychic dilemma of this system, which is that there are that it is never acknowledged that our bodies are not our own, that literally our bodies are commandeered when we hit this system. When the moment we're born, we are told what to speak, what is allowed and what isn't allowed. This is what I mean by a system based on force. Prince and only Prince says this is wrong. Prince and only Prince tells young people, you are right to not fit into this mess. And you need to trust your inherent freedom. That's guiding you true. So the very moment he begins his musical career, one of the first songs he sings, Sexuality, says, sexuality is all we need. I'm going to let my body be free. Those are powerful words, reproduction of the new breed. We need some new leaders who say that our bodies have the right to be free. He put it all out there in that song in 1981, before you were born. So they have been on him since then. They recognize what he's saying. If you announce to the world that we want our bodies back, you are definitely going to end up in power's crosshairs. Absolutely no doubt. He paid a huge price for his courage, and it is long overdue that we acknowledge what he's given us by having discussions around why he is so significant. Mm-hmm. And if in fact we now stand with him, it will redeem his sacrifice. He stood with us, and now it's time for us to stand with him. And we need to talk about what that means, mm-hmm. to stand with him, which means we need to listen to his key messages, what he was advocating, because it's not going to be discussed anywhere but among ourselves. He is being suppressed.